This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The future of Battle Creek Public Schools should become clearer soon. A new strategic plan outlines goals to address declining revenue, enrollment, and improve student achievement. Sophia Merchant covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Let's go back to the headline of your story from last week, calling this a high-stakes budget year for Battle Creek schools. What makes it a high-stakes budget year?
Sure. So the district has seen declining enrollment over the past few years. If you look at it, recent numbers show that it's around enrollment right now is 4,849 students, kindergarten through 12th grade. But last year, around this time, it was 5,165. And if you go back even further, in 2005, it was 7,153 kids. You know, and in Michigan, obviously, revenues are directly tied to how many kids you have in the seats. So as, you know, the number of students have declined, BCPS revenues have also declined. And that's also reflected in their fund balance. The fund balance, which was a pretty hefty fund balance a few years ago in 2008, they had about $21.3 million. But as they've dipped into it over the years, it's about projected to be about $5.8 million by the end of the year.
So what is the district hearing from state officials then about the current financial state of their district?
Sure. So the district has said that recently they were notified by the Department of Treasury for the state that the district could be on a projected fiscal stress list. And so they've asked if any corrective actions have been implemented to improve the district's fiscal position. And they've warned the district that if they don't take satisfactory action, the department would declare potential fiscal stress. And so the department, the state has really been following them through this strategic plan. You know, they're aware that they are about to make changes. And even the district's finance director has said that they are, you know, assuming or trusting in the district that they will soon right size. So there's that extra level of intense oversight that is in play in the situation.
So what does right sizing a school district look like?
Sure. So, you know, interim superintendent Kim Parker DeVold, she's been saying that she's kind of figuring out the budget during the last few weeks. And on Monday, a district reorganization proposal is actually on the table to be looked at by the board. But she has said that, you know, redistributing students throughout the district or consolidating grade levels can be a possibility. But, you know, we'll see on Monday, it'll be more clear what exactly she's proposed.
Could this mean that more school buildings are going to be closed?
I wouldn't rule that out necessarily, just because all the district officials I've talked to haven't ruled it out either. But I wouldn't say that's a guarantee yet.
As you noted, these problems for Battle Creek schools are long-term things, especially the decline in enrollment. So what's in this new strategic plan that gets at those particular issues for Battle Creek of trying to stop and, I guess, ultimately reverse what has been a long-term decline in enrollment?
Sure. So the strategic plan and some of the goals are, you know, goals that I think every school district would want and that the district itself has kind of pulled dear, you know, throughout the years. So, you know, preparing students for success, you know, and recruiting or attaining diverse, high-quality staff. But I think the difference this time around is that they've also included, like, some key strategies, you know, in the strategic plan to reach those goals, such as recognizing and rewarding staff, you know, adopting an aligned curriculum, which, you know, some teachers, officials have said is a much needed thing in the district, expanding marketing, telling their story more, and making new pay scales for staff that are competitive. You know, Battle Creek staff haven't really seen a lot of raises in the last couple of years. And I think that all these strategies combined is supposed to, hopefully the hope is to make a turnaround with all those strategies combined. But those are goals, you know, yet again. This plan stretches from 2016 to 2021. And, you know, it's all kind of goals, not necessarily things that are going to happen immediately.
As I read your story, I got the sense that people in Battle Creek feel that they are at a critical juncture for trying to reverse the trends that they have seen now for many years. Is that the sense you got talking to them, or did people even explicitly say that this is a point at which we have to change the course for Battle Creek schools?
Sure. You know, I think you know, although I don't have a pulse on the entire community, the people I've talked to definitely say that this is sort of a make or break moment for the district, you know, with the added state pressures and then, you know, the declining finances year after year. You know, I think a lot of people do realize that a lot of things need to change in order for a turnaround to be successful. And I think people understand the necessity of that. Now, whether or not they can support whatever budget decisions are coming down the pipeline, that's a different story.
And is that kind of the question here, I suppose, that everybody likes the idea of getting to a place where the district has been, in the words of state officials, right-sized, but the devil is in the details, and how you actually do that is going to probably cause some disagreement and some tension amongst people who, you know, may look at, for instance, differences in their school at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, people in this district, like all districts, are especially tied to their schools. They have, you know, a deep bond with them. It's usually, you know, the focal point of a community. You know, and so if you see your school close or get restructured or change in any way, that's, you know, always a heartbreaking kind of thing to see. But, you know, I think that it depends on how that solution is presented to the public, if they understand why exactly something is happening, you know, what details were taken into consideration. So I think it will come down to the delivery of whatever solution the district decides.
And the interim superintendent really seems sensitive to that, at least as I read your story, that understands that how this is presented, communication with the community, is going to be a crucial part of this equation.
Yeah, you know, from talking to interim superintendent Kim Parker DeVold, I mean, it's safe to say, you know, she's indicated that, you know, it's a decision that, you know, she'll have, you know, she with along with the district team will have to make it. But then it really comes down to making sure that you go out to the community and you explain why something happened. You know, if you look at the school closure discussions that happened last year, I still think there was some confusion among people, you know, the general public, about why certain schools were up on the chopping block rather than others.
As you talk to people who work for the district in the administration, maybe people who are on the school board, people who've been involved in the various committees which have been trying to present these plans, do you get the sense that people are optimistic that they can make it all work?
Yeah, I get the sense that people are optimistic. I think they understand that a lot of hard work and hard decisions will have to be made for it all to work. But I do think from the people I've talked to, they are optimistic. They don't think that this is a losing game for Battle Creek Public Schools. They think that there's still potential to improve and, you know, and stay afloat, really.
We noted Kim Parker DeVold is interim superintendent. So there's also that kind of hanging out there. Don't know what the future is there yet right now. But has there been anything on that, or is the superintendent search sort of on the back burner while these other issues are being addressed?
Yeah, so the superintendent search was, yeah, like you said, placed on the back burner. I think they decided to go through the strategic plan first. But, you know, Kim has said that if she was offered the job, you know, the full-time job officially, I mean, she would take it. So I think there's that to consider.
Sophia Merchant, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Sophia Merchant covers education for the Battle Creek Inquirer. You can find links to her stories on the Battle Creek Public Schools at battlecreekinquirer.com and through a link at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.